ever met someone new or maybe reconnected with an old friend and you think, wow, they're the nicest person? I mean, you really like them, really connect with them. So you become Facebook friends and oops, now you have to deal with their politics. I mean, the two of you could not be more different, oil and water. Not only that, they feel compelled to post the most nasty, mean-spirited, in-your-face stuff on a daily basis, stuff you have to skim over because it's so upsetting. It doesn't have to be on Facebook either. You could be going to a bean supper or a party. You park your car near a truck that's plastered with bumper stickers, like Charlie and me did this last Saturday night. My God, I said, would you get a load of those bumper stickers? That sort of trash talk should be against the law.
Ida, some folks wear stupid like a badge of honor.
I know, and they're too stupid to realize it. I hope I don't get stuck talking to that moron. So you go inside. And by, you meet the sweetest couple, have a great conversation. Then you happen to be walking out to your car, and lo and behold, they're right ahead of you. And oh my God, they get into the truck. You know, the one with the bumper stickers? As you watch the truck drive away, you feel kind of stunned. How could you have misjudged their character so? Darn it, they seemed like such a nice couple too, didn't they, Charlie?
They were nice. Kind of folks who'd give you the shit off their back if you were in trouble.
But crying in your chowder. I don't know what to do with this information. It's just so confusing. When we get home, I empty my pockets and find the little scrap of paper with the couple's name and number. Now I'm really torn. Throwing it away seems kind of cold, but then there's the bumper stickers.
I have no answers here, folks. I'm just hoping I'm not alone on this.
Me, I personally don't share political stuff on Facebook. I might like something I agree with, but I don't feel the need to share it with my friends because I know some of them don't believe the same things I do. I'm fine with that. Okay, to be honest here, I've ended up hiding an acquaintance or two or three because they were ruining my day. I don't go in for this mean-spirited stuff. I don't care what side of the fence it's coming from. We don't need any more finger-pointing and mudslinging in this world. The folks in Washington have that covered.
I'm comforted by my belief that at their core, most people are really nice and would gladly pitch in to help you in a crisis.
I'm also comforted by the fact that every time Charlie and me go to the polls to cast our ballot, we'll be canceling out that other couple's vote. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.